You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Mr. Adam Rogas, the co-founder and the CEO of NS8, an online fraud detection and remediation company. Mr. Rogas has decades of experience in technology and has built several successful startups prior to founding NS8 when he realized just how pervasive online fraud really is. Mr. Rogas, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
And you're welcome, and the pleasure is certainly ours. So for starters, tell us about NS8 and why online fraud is so much more than just credit card fraud.
I think most people hear online fraud and they automatically think about credit card fraud. And, you know, don't get me wrong, that's a major threat. But there are a number of additional hidden threats that depending on how your business acquires new customers, could actually be impacting you as the merchant at a higher and more costly level. These threats like advertising fraud, remarketing fraud, and reputational issues. Many merchants, especially smaller merchants, don't have the technology or infrastructure to really detect these types of things as they're happening. And they can quietly and really be impactful to the business.
Now, does online fraud impact every e-commerce company or just some, and why?
Well, you know, more and more people are selling products online, which kind of immediately exposes them to the types of risk as the same types of risks as major online retailers. It's a problem that spans the gamut of scale or size, and it really doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you're advertising to drive traffic to your website or drive traffic to your e-commerce experience, you're exposed at some level to advertising fraud. The reputational issues pretty much scan the gamut across anything. Anybody that's got a brand that's exposed on the internet or exposed even in the real world has a risk to reputational issues. And so these are really common and regular types of threats that, if you think about them, it makes a lot of sense that pretty much everybody would be exposed to them. But a lot of the people that are selling online just don't have the tools to do it.
Taking that a little further, how do you know if you have an online fraud issue and what can be done about it if you do have one?
Okay, well, so, you know, there's like I said, there's multiple types of fraud. And I think, you know, if you're having a high chargeback situation, in a transactional sense, it's pretty clear that you're having, a high level of fraud there. On the advertising side or reputational side of the equation, it's sometimes a little bit harder to realize. I mean, you're looking at the side effects of the fraud, not necessarily the direct fraud in many, many cases. You know, when you place an ad campaign and it's getting a lower ROI than you expected or return on investment than you expected, it could very well could be because of the amounts of fraudulent traffic in the campaign. I mean, if you're measuring against all of that traffic and seeing only a handful of those people clicking through and actually transacting sales, that can directly impact your perception of the effectiveness or the efficacy of your online campaigns. It's really incredibly important that you monitor the quality of the traffic that's landing on your site and, you know, can determine whether or not it got there because of user interaction or because the user just got, you know, dropped off at your front door, essentially.
Today we are joined by Mr. Adam Rogas, the co-founder and the CEO of NS8, an online fraud detection and remediation company here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, Mr. Rogas, what is the real impact of online fraud to a company's bottom line?
Well, you know, your time is really one of your most valuable resources, and dealing with fraud, whether it's dealing with transactional fraud or advertising fraud or any of these types of risks, are going to impact your overall time. Then you're talking about loss of merchandise, loss of your employees' time, which, you know, again, costs money. And then there's some other, you know, ancillary risks. If you have continual high levels of chargebacks, you actually are at risk of losing access to your merchant account or, you know, your processing ability. And that can directly, in a very, very real way, make it almost impossible for you to continue your business. You know, so it's not just a ongoing, you know, cost of doing business. It's one of those things that has to be really focused on as a core part of your strategy when selling online.
Now, traditionally, we hear that online fraud is really just credit card fraud. From our discussion today, obviously, we have learned that it is a whole lot more than that. NSA is a major player in the identification and remediation of online fraud. Where else do you see NSA making an impact and how?
Well, at its core, you know, NSA is creating a score. We call it our EQUATE score, or EQ8 score, for all inbound traffic and interactions. And we believe that once you have a deterministic score, you can take, you know, you can take action. You can do that in an automated way. You can scale that. And so this obviously has applications across a number of verticals, obviously, you know, directly in the advertising space or financial services, travel marketplaces, anywhere where you have an interaction where understanding the quality of the connection of the device that's connecting to you and the user sitting behind that device is going to make that a better experience. That's pretty much where we can apply this type of technology and this type of capability.
Well, Mr. Rogas, it certainly has been good to have had you and really pleased to know that you're out there to help not only to stop online fraud, but also a great resource that you have in place for entrepreneurs to combat against this. So we thank you in all regards. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a final word, or a takeaway here today?
Well, you know, I wanted to say first, I really enjoyed being here today. And also, you know, we just really think that with so many different types of people coming online and getting into online e-commerce, and the fact that it's so easy now for pretty much anybody to become a online merchant, it's absolutely critical that you've got the tools available. We really wanted to make something that was cost-effective, so even when you're just getting started, it made sense to start in a protected fashion. And then we wanted to really make it so it would scale with those customers or with those merchants as they grew in size and ultimately matured in complexity and capabilities. So, you know, we're just really happy. I think what we're doing makes a really big impact on the space. And so far, people have really seemed to like the simplicity of the product. So.
And before you go, Mr. Rogas, where can listeners get all the details on NSA and how could one be in touch as well?
Absolutely. So you can get more information about all of our products at NS8, NS8.com. And, you know, the website's got information about all the platforms that we support currently, as well as some of our other standalone products.
Again, Mr. Rogas, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you, and thanks so much for being with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thanks a lot.
And you're most welcome. We've been speaking with Mr. Adam Rogas, the co-founder and the CEO of NSA, an online fraud detection and remediation company. And for more information, simply visit NS8.com. And this has been Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.